Welcome to episode 24 of the Borussia Dortmund London Fan Club podcast. And the focus of the show this afternoon is on Champions League. Champions League is back. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. And there's not much more fun than you can have than watching Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League. But their opponents are going to be tough nuts to crack. So we got ourselves somebody who's got a lot of experience of Spanish football to talk about Sevilla, who indeed played himself for Sevilla Football Club between 2002 and 2003, and has something of a legendary status in Spanish club Unión Deportiva Las Palmas as well. So good afternoon, Vinny Samways. How are you?
Good afternoon, Benjamin. I'm fine, thank you. And thanks for the connection.
It's absolutely great to talk to you. And Vinny, you've been out in Spain for about 20 years now. I remember my mum lives in Mallorca, Shayna, and it's actually her birthday next week. So happy birthday, Shayna. Not that she listens to the shows, but I remember seeing you and a guy called David Robinson on TV quite regularly talking about football over there. And what's it like over in Spain now? How's the COVID situation? Has that sorted itself out? Has it affected Spanish football a lot?
Well, the COVID situation obviously has had a major effect on the football in terms of obviously like all the places, no supporters. In terms of on a personal basis, we had quite a strict lockdown last March, which obviously then was eased, and now we're back in sort of semi-lockdowns. But the most important thing is that they get to grips with it, and then obviously the safety and well-being of everybody is the fundamental goal for everybody.
Taken, and Borussia Dortmund had an incredible game against Malaga in the 2013 Champions League quarter final. I don't know if you remember that game. Malaga were leading right up until the last couple of minutes, and then Dortmund got a couple of goals in. How's Malaga Football Club going nowadays?
Yeah, no, I do obviously remember that game, and that was obviously a crazy game. But for Malaga at that time, they were flying high, and unfortunately, over the last sort of 10 years or so, Malaga have gone into free fall. At the moment, they're playing Segunda A, which is like the championship in the UK. And I believe, obviously, like a lot of clubs here, financially, they're not in a very strong position. So hopefully they can at least sustain their position in the second division this year, and hopefully with in time we'll get themselves obviously rebuilding again, because it's a very unique club. It's a club that's attracted some very good players over the years, and it's the city needs the club to try to get back in La Liga, because it attracts obviously a lot of interest.
Yeah. And Vinny, just to give a little lowdown on yourself for those who don't know, because quite a lot of our listeners are in Germany, you won the FA Cup twice, both with Tottenham Hotspurs in 1991 and with a legendary Everton team in 1995, and we'll come to talk about that a little bit later on. But you also played with Wolves, who are doing incredibly well, and also Birmingham City, which Dortmund bought Jude Bellingham off earlier in the season. So we'll be coming to your career. And of course, I would be loath not to mention again Las Palmas, because I know that you're one of their most, the fans' favourite players down there. But let's talk about your career at as an active player. And let's start really with the focus of the show, which is to talk about Sevilla FC. As you're a football pundit and also a football agent a former player of Sevilla FC, what can you tell me about Sevilla right now? They're looking pretty good as far as I can tell. They're fourth in the table with Atletico Madrid leading, and they've won the last five games on the trot, conceding only 16 goals, which is half as many as Dortmund have conceded this season, unfortunately. And Dortmund play them tomorrow night in the Champions League with the reverse fixture at the Dortmund Westfalenstadion, or what's commercially known as the Signal Iduna Park. Who are the key players for Sevilla FC, and what do you think their main strengths and weaknesses are?
Well, Sevilla as a club in general are a fantastic club, very well supported club. Very well run from top to bottom. Have one of the best scouting systems and academies, I believe, in Europe. Possibly, in my opinion, possibly got the best director of football, as in Monchi, there is in Europe. Because you've only got to see over the last 10, 15 years, the amount of players they've bought as unknown players and sold on for big, big money. And so for me, Sevilla are a club that are only on the up. They're having a very good season. And like I said, they've got some very good young players, some very good experienced players. You've got the Moroccan centre-forward, Youssef, who's, I believe, has scored around 17 goals this season. A very good player. You've got the centre-half, the young guy, I think you pronounce it Conde, or who they believe is destined for the Premiership next season. And obviously, start of the season, they brought Rattic back, which for me is a great signing. So, yeah, they're an exceptionally well-organised team. They do score goals, but they're also a very well-drilled side. They know they're going up against, a Borussia Dortmund team that might not be playing as well as over recent times, but they also know that Borussia Dortmund are a fantastic team.
Absolutely right, yes. The Croatian Rakitic is certainly one of the stars of the side at the moment. But I believe they've also got some quite strong players in defence. Navas and Koundé, who you mentioned before, and also Sergi Gomez as well. And obviously that shows. I mean, they have only conceded 16 goals so far this season. What's the key strength in defence, basically, at centre-back positions? What would you... what is it that basically Dortmund's going to be up against trying to score with Erling Haaland, who you mentioned earlier before the show is a player which you admire yourself that plays for Borussia Dortmund?
Well, I think Sevilla are well organised. Like you said, you mentioned Navas. Navas is now playing as a right back, and we all know him throughout his career as being a wide right player. Started his career as a right winger, went to Man City, done fantastically well there, and then came back to Sevilla. And obviously in that time, they played him as a sort of a right wing back, and now more traditionally as a right fullback, as in a back four. So they've got a lot of experience, but like I said, they're well organised. They're drilled well, and they set their stall out not to concede goals, but they know they can score goals. So, but again, like you said, they're coming up against a Dortmund team, might not be playing at the top of their game, but also a team that can score goals. Like you said, with Haaland, for me, possibly one of the best buyers in the last few years.
Yes.
They took a chance on him where I think most people were looking, but was a little bit hesitant. And I think the price they got him for was a snip in today's markets.
Now time for a short announcement. If you love Borussia Dortmund and you're based in the London area, why not come down to the Stammtisch and meet us and have a few Dortmunder Union beers and watch the BVB together. You can find details of the bar, which is in Cleveland Street off Oxford Street, London, on our Facebook page, which is Borussia Dortmund Fan Club London. Or for any other information on the fan club, why not go to borussiadortmundlondon.co.uk. And now, for the rest of the show.
Yeah, it sounds to me like they're quite similar to Borussia Dortmund, which is an academy-based club that takes young players and develops them into top talents and then sells them and basically maintains a profitable operation. And Julian Lopetegui, of course, the coach who was a Spanish coach and also Real Madrid coach, has done an amazing job at forming this team. And needless to say, they're six times Europa League winners. Although they don't seem to do that well in the Champions League, and obviously progressing against Borussia Dortmund would be a big achievement for the club. What's the Lopetegui magic, do you feel? What is it that he brings to clubs that's made him such a successful young coach? Because he was a goalkeeper himself. Have you met Lopetegui? What do you think of him as a coach, basically? What do you think his key strengths are?
Yeah, I've not personally met him, but I mean, anybody that's managed the Spanish national team and Real Madrid, you can only be a top manager. They don't pick people for their names or because they like you. You have to have something that they see in you. Okay, yeah, he was a goalkeeper, but at the end of the day, he obviously has his philosophy. He's obviously, his teams work hard. Like I said before, they're well organised, and he likes to play attacking football, but obviously at the right times. And Sevilla, for me, was the perfect fit for him because they're a club that is well drilled, and I believe it looks like he likes to work with young players, and Sevilla will always give you that chance, albeit through their academy or through their recruitment of spotting young players that they believe that they can mould after a couple of seasons and sell them for a profit, which they've done extremely successfully over many years.
Indeed, and you yourself played for Sevilla Football Club, and what can you tell us about the club per se, and basically the history, the achievements, the ground, the Sanchez Pizjuan, if I got that right, the Ramon Sanchez Pizjuan Stadium.
Obviously, unfortunately, for both sides, there'll be no supporters, but when there is. It's not a massive stadium, but when it's open and the fans are in there, it's a very it can be a very intimidating stadium. There's a lot of noise, exactly like in Dortmund with their supporters.
Yellow ball, yeah.
And they're very, very passionate supporters, the Sevilla supporters. As a club, like I said, fantastic club. Historically, have had some amazing players over the years. And like they said, their record in UEFA Cup is just phenomenal. Absolutely amazing. And like you said, this would be a big scalp for them to obviously eliminate Dortmund, which is a giant of a European team. So I'm looking forward to it. It's a toss of a coin because I wouldn't like to say who would win the game, but I believe it'll be an attractive game to watch.
Club, and what are they like? What's it like as a football city? Basically, that rivalry with Real Betis, is it very special? The Sevilla derby, and which club is more popular in Seville, Betis or Sevilla? In your recollection.
Obviously, as a city, it's a beautiful city. And fortunately, they've got two fantastic clubs in the same city. And the rivalry is intense. It is very, very hot. And I would say it's probably one of the most intense derbies that I've ever played in. And when you think just for the size of the city, to have two clubs of that magnitude is tremendous.
Absolutely right. Yes, yes. The Hotspurs team that won the FA Cup. And you played alongside two players, which for me will always be two of the greatest England players ever, Gary Lineker and Paul Gascoigne. Needless to say, you were also managed by Terry Venables, who must have made quite an impact on you.
Yeah, that's exactly. Obviously, Terry, when he left Barcelona, he came to Tottenham. and obviously, like I said, in 91, we were fortunate enough to win the FA Cup with a very good team. And like I said, the two standout players obviously would have been Gascoigne and Lineker. So, yeah, I was very fortunate to play a couple of seasons, two or three seasons with those guys, and it was thoroughly enjoyable. And it was a club that was that meant a lot to my family and my wife's family, because they all supported Tottenham, and it was a club I came through the youth ranks from, and so it was a dream come true.
Yeah, played five times for the English B team, the under-21s. What do you think of Dortmund's two England players, Jadon Sancho and Jude Bellingham?
Well, I think you've only got to see that, obviously, with Jadon Sancho, the signing probably raised some eyebrows when they signed him. But obviously, he's been a fantastic signing for them. And obviously, Bellingham, again, they paid a lot of money for a 16-stroke-17-year-old kid who's got tremendous potential. And I genuinely believe he will go on to be a top player. And you can only respect Dortmund for taking the plunge. And I believe they'll reap the rewards of it, because I do believe they are two top talents.
That's exciting to hear. Thank you so much, Vinny. It's been really interesting. Could I just ask you finally about the former Jose Antonio Reyes, who was an amazing Arsenal player, but played with you at Sevilla, who unfortunately died a few years ago in a car accident, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. What was Jose Antonio Reyes like as a player and a fellow team member? Do you have any recollections of him? And he certainly had an amazing career. I remember he was one of the players that made most impact on me watching Arsenal in the 2000s.
Yeah, like you said, unfortunately, Antonio passed away a few years ago. And I can only think of good memories of Antonio. When I was at Sevilla, he was coming through as a young player. And made incredible strides. And like you said, went on to have a tremendous career. But not only was he a top player, he was a fantastic man as well. It's such a shame to lose someone at such a young age. But I'm sure everybody at Sevilla, Arsenal, have got such fond memories of him, not only just like I said, as a player, but as a person, because he was a tremendous man.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, it's been an absolute honour speaking to you, Vinny. I guess we couldn't really get away without asking you, what's your prediction for the score for tomorrow's game between Sevilla and Borussia Dortmund, which kicks off at 8 p.m. UK time and it's on BT Sport. The reverse fixture will be, I'm just going to check that myself. Anyway, what's your prediction for the score for tomorrow's game? And who do you think will go through, basically?
Right. Thank you for asking me that. first and foremost, I believe Sevilla will win 2-0 tomorrow.
Wow.
And I believe they will go through Sevilla, and I believe they'll draw in Dortmund.
Draw, which the game is on Tuesday the 9th and 8 p.m. kickoff in Dortmund. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. And do you have any social media tags if people want to send you a message, perhaps some fans who'd like to get in touch again after, you know, fans of Everton and Dortmund and so on, and Tottenham?
I don't use social media, and so I'll keep away from that.
All right. Well, they can always send a message to the show and then we'll pass it on to you, as long as it's a positive one and a message of appreciation for your amazing career. Thank you so much, Vinny, for coming on the show. It's been fantastic talking to you today. And I wish you great success with New Win Management, your agency. And also, obviously, although I hope Dortmund do manage to go through, we've certainly had a great introduction to the club from you today. And enjoy the sunshine out in Spain. Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.